China doesn't want most of our plastic recyclables anymore. So now what? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The global market for recycling has changed dramatically over the last year, and it's already trickling down to what happens at the curb. Reporter Kara Holsapple has been tracking these changes, and she's here with me now. Hi, Kara.
Hey, Rebecca.
Until last year, a lot of recycling facilities in the U.S. sold their paper and plastic to China, but things are changing.
Right. China used to take all sorts of foreign recycling because it was using the materials to build its economy. But at the beginning of this year, China stopped importing most plastic waste and mixed paper, like junk mail. And that's because of its national sword policy. The country has its own trash problems. And China will only accept a prohibitively low amount of contamination in the materials it still takes, just 0.5%.
How hard is it for recyclers to do that?
Well, it turns out it's really tough. First of all, not all plastic is equally valuable. Like plastic marked number one on the bottom, the kind strawberries come in, is PET, or polyethylene terephthalate. That's also the type of plastic that soda and water bottles are made from, but those bottles are a lot more valuable than food containers. They can be cleaned and melted down to make more bottles or other products like carpets. But that's not what happens to a lot of other shapes and numbers of plastics. Some are burned for fuel, and some are also just ending up in the trash now. I wanted to learn more about this, so I went on a tour of a recycling facility near Pittsburgh, where I live. And I talked with Erica Young. She works in public relations for waste management. She says China's new policy leaves sorting facilities with few options.
If we don't have a market to sell this material to, it essentially isn't a recyclable.
In the sorting facility, Young and I watched workers pick out things that could hurt the machines, like plastic bags and garden hoses. We even saw a bowling ball. I asked her what happens to something like a plastic container that strawberries come in.
Your strawberry clamshells might not be in this refuse pile, but before they get to the end baling, they will probably end up in a refuse pile.
Young says later on down the line, the cardboard and paper material are sorted with a sizing screen, so the paper rolls over the top because it's flat. But those flimsy plastic berry containers also fold flat, so they could end up with the paper. Young says that's contamination, and that's a bigger problem now.
What are recyclers doing about this?
Well, understandably, recyclers are reluctant to talk about this because, first, their markets are kind of trade secrets. Individual businesses don't want their competition to find out if they have a niche market for a certain material. But they are sending some plastic residue they can't sell to landfills. And some places are storing the material on site.
Here in Michigan, experts say that we've been a bit insulated from this policy change in China, up until now at least, and that's because we have more markets for recycled materials in the Midwest, although now there's more competition for those markets.
Yeah, everyone is trying to figure out how to sell their recyclables. Even the alternative markets in Asia, like Vietnam and Thailand, are turning away foreign recycling because they're overwhelmed with the surplus. Recycling companies are getting squeezed because the cost of doing business is higher, because they have to pay to send more material to the landfill, and they're getting less money for the material they can still find a market for. So those costs will eventually be passed on to their customers.
Right, and some places in Michigan are already planning to charge more. How does all of this affect what we can put at the curb in our recycling bins?
Well, the bottom line is you should check with your city or municipality to see if the types of recycling materials that it's accepting is changing. And then you can try to change your buying habits around some of those changes, like maybe buying fewer items that can't be recycled, or try to find another use for them. Reuse them for something else at home so they don't end up in a landfill.
Right. Okay, well, thanks, Kara.
Thank you.
Kara Holsapple is with the environment news program, The Allegheny Front. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.